With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Trade remains one of the biggest topics in agriculture. It's a top-of-mind topic for farmers for free trade. Executive Director Brian Keel says it's a good news, bad news scenario for agriculture.
The good news is we have made progress on renewing NAFTA. So the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, the three countries have agreed in principle. That's good. We want to see that pass through Congress, and Farmers for Free Trade will be working to get Congress to support that initiative of President Trump. The bad news, we have a trade war going on with many countries, and there's no other word for it. It is a trade war. It's the biggest trade disruption since the Great Depression. So we need to put this in historical context. We have steel and aluminum tariffs that we've put on Mexico, Canada, the EU, Japan, China. Those countries have retaliated against us. We also have other tariffs we've put on China, which has caused a 97% decrease in soybean exports to China. I mean, these are not minor numbers, and these are real families and real lives that are being impacted.
The Farmers for Free Trade website explains the organization's job is to amplify the voices of millions of American farmers, ranchers, and other agricultural businesses who want to open new markets for products, simplify the way we do business, and most importantly, reduce risk and uncertainty. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, look us up online at aginfo.net, or you can always like us on Facebook.